Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Bromage is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. But Kathy is Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President for Strategy for Small Commercial Insurance at The Hartford. Yeah, that little insurance company. She's brought a study with her, the Hartford's 2014 Small Business Success Study. And we're going to talk about that. Kathy Ramaj, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
I pretty much answer to anything, but it's actually Bromage.
Bromage. Okay. I just put it on the wrong end. Okay. At least I didn't accent the E, right?
So, well, Ramaj sounds kind of sophisticated.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah, I'll go with
Bromage. That. Bromage. No, with a name like, Kathy, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, Kathy Bromage, I'm glad you're here. So this survey is called the Small Business Success Study. When you polled these small business owners this time, I know you've done it in 2012 as well as 2014, but in the new survey, how successful did they act? How did they sound?
You know, this is our, as you mentioned, our fourth annual Small Business Success Study, and what we had found in the prior studies was that small business owners, despite circumstances, will generally view themselves as successful. Sometimes the definition changes. But this year we saw a pretty notable increase in the percent. So in prior years we would find 69 to 70% of small business owners would say that they are successful. They would typically define successful as being able to make a living doing something that they enjoy.
Right.
And that percentage jumped to 77% in the 2014
wow.
study, which is pretty significant. And again, they're still defining success more as doing something they enjoy, but we also saw that they were a little more optimistic about the direction of local economy as well as national economy. But more
that's news there, Kathy, because as you know, in the last few years, small business owners have kind of said, I'm optimistic about me, but I'm worried about you.
And I, you know, there's still some of that. So there's always the macroeconomic factors. Anytime
yep.
you have uncertainty around regulation and so on, that always creates some hesitation. But we saw that the percentages were down this year. Not that
right.
they're not factors, but for example, you know, they'll talk about concerns around health care and implications on
right.
costs. We'll talk about taxes and so on. But they seem to have just internalized that there's always going to be uncertainty.
Well,
but the real number one driver of how they feel about how things are going is whether they actually experience sustained demand mm-hmm. for products and services.
That's right. That's right.
What's going out the front door?
And they feel, the thing about small business owners, they're pathological optimists. They're hardwired to be Pollyannas. We are, and so it's very difficult for us to be anything but positive about ourselves because we think we can fix things, and as you say, is if we've been able to make the goods go out the door and we can make a living, we're optimistic about ourselves. But the things we worry about are the things that could hurt us over which we have no control, little or no control. And as you said earlier, you named a few of them off, some of the national politics and some of that stuff. That troubles small business owners a lot because we have very little control over that, and yet it could hurt us a lot.
It does. I mean, I will tell you at the Hartford what concerns us, right? So serving the needs of small business owners is a big part of our business. When they grow, we grow. When they don't, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is even though they still feel optimistic and successful, there's still not a lot of hiring going on.
Mm-hmm.
So disconcerting when you think about small business owners employ about half, I think, of all private sector jobs. They pay 43% of the U.S. private payroll, and historically have been the net creator of jobs. So when they're not hiring, that has a direct impact on the economy for all of us.
This has been a big problem for several years now.
It has. When you hear or you see in these statistics things like 67% saying they have not hired anybody in the last 12 months, and the year prior answering that same question and saying that 64% had not hired in the last 12 months, that is disconcerting.
Well, there are a couple of issues in there. One is, and I don't think it's just small businesses. Big businesses have been doing this too. They've been asking a lot more of their existing employees. That's been going on now since 2009. And big companies, small companies. The other thing that's happening, Kathy, that's helping small business owners deal with the economy as it's been, and without driving their expenses up too much, especially payroll, is with cloud computing and with other ways of incrementalizing technology. We now have some of the technological efficiencies that have been the franchise of the big companies in the past. And so if we want to grow, we now have an options of saying, okay, do I want to add a half an employee or do I want to buy more capability? What do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, obviously you see a real surge in businesses that are taking their business online. And so that's a little bit less people intensive.
Right.
So in some respects, you're swapping skills from somebody who's going to provide advice and counsel in the store versus building out the technology infrastructure that's required to participate in direct online channels.
A lot more. There's a lot more outsourcing going on more and more every year, more and more by small business owners. And outsourcing, if I outsource a half a job to another company, that's me growing. But with a contract and the company I do a contract with, they may use a human being, but they may already have that human being on board. It might not cause a new job. That's another thing that's going on. What do you think?
I think people are always looking for new ways to improve margins. I think we learned after the Great Recession, and small business owners in particular, what can I do to operate my business more efficiently? So for the last 5 or 6 years, they've been very much focused on how do I position myself to weather a 2008 event more successfully, God forbid it happens again.
Right.
So they have been very conservative, 75% saying that they are operating their businesses in a conservative manner.
And
what you would have found in our studies in prior years is lots of conversation around how do they just, again, do what they do better as opposed to investing in growth.
Hold on to that thought, Kathy. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna plug right into that because I'm going to ask Kathy what they told her about debt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.